is Jean Carriger, President of Capstone Marketing. I am delighted to be talking today with my friend Jane Bates, CPA, Assistant Director of Marketing Development and Sales at Crow Horwath LLP. Jane was just inducted into the Association for Accounting Marketing Hall of Fame at the 2013 AIM Summit. Now, Jane is a CPA turned marketer. Jane was a senior accountant at a local firm named Carter, Belcourt, and Atkinson. And in 1995, her role changed from accountant to director of marketing. Carter, Belcourt, and Atkinson then was acquired by Crow Horwath in 2007. So Jane has been a marketing CPA for quite a while. Of course, Jane is a member of the Association for Accounting Marketing. She is a past president. She has served on many committees, including those related to the conference and the education committee, and she is currently a member of AIM's nominating committee. Of course, as a CPA, Jane's also a member of the American Institute of CPAs and the Florida Institute of CPAs, and over the years has been involved in many charitable and business organizations. Jane, congratulations on being inducted into AIM's Hall of Fame. How does it feel?
Thank you, Jean. Oh, it is great. It was a very memorable night, and I just felt so honored to be part of such a great group, such as you and all the other AIM marketers that I've looked up to all these years. And so it really was a thrill.
Well, I know that Neil and I really enjoyed giving you the award, so it was wonderful to see, because we think, you know, it is a big deal, and it was well-deserved for all that you've done for the organization.
Well, thank you. You know, it was so neat to be inducted with Brian Filoni, because I've known, Brian since probably 1995 when I did do the switch from auditor to marketing. Our firm had joined an association that Brian was the marketing director for. And so he came down and did marketing audit of our firm. And so we've, you know, talked, and I've gotten advice from him over the years. And then just the past year, we are talking about grandbaby. So it was fun to be able to share the night with Brian.
Right, and have another similarity with him. Yeah, that's
right.
Wonderful.
Right.
So, Jane, you've got an interesting perspective, you know, being a CPA and a marketer. What do you think is the greatest challenge in marketing CPA firms?
You know, over the years, you know, working with a smaller firm and then working at Crow at 2,600 people, we have the same issue, differentiation. It's how do we differentiate ourselves from the other firms? And, you know, at CBA, we call it Carter, Belcourt, Atkinson, you know, we tried to compare ourselves with other regional firms, local firms, and then now at Crow, okay, how do we differentiate ourselves from the big four, so, and the top 10 firms? And so it's the same issue as no matter the size of the firm.
Right. So, but probably, I mean, obviously just in a bigger world because of the types of clients that, you know, Crow can attract, and you're competing against larger firms. Do you find that more difficult, or is it the same?
I think it's the same. And actually, at Crow, I found with each of the services or business units that we have, each of those may have different differentiation than the other groups. Like the audit may be different than the financial advisory services group. So we look at each of the services and determine, you know, what are our differentiations.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So what are the biggest changes that you've noticed in accounting marketing over the past 10 years?
I think mainly it's been direct mail and print advertising. We used to do, all we did was print advertising, yellow book advertising, and now rarely do we do print advertising, and direct mail. We've shifted more to e-communication, and we do online advertising. And, of course, the e-communication, that's provided a way that we can touch our clients and prospects at a more reasonable cost. But it is kind of interesting because I found in the office I get a lot less junk mail, you call it.
Mm-hmm.
So we all see that, most businesses. So every once in a while we've got some campaigns that we run, direct mail campaigns, because we know that people are getting less, so they will be recognized more. So.
Interesting. Okay. So there's an opening there, perhaps.
Right.
For
right.
firms to consider putting some direct mail back into the mix because there's not as much junk being delivered.
Right.
Interesting. You wonder if that'll swing, because obviously, you know, the social media and all the technology and e-communications, that's not going away. But you wonder if it'll swing back a little bit to include more print or mail.
I don't know. That'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, we're going to have to watch that and see if that changes. What is your prediction for accounting marketing for the next 5 years? You know, we've seen more e-communication, as you say, and less, you know, less print ad, less direct mail. What do you see going forward into the future?
I think we'll see more of that technology, and that's where we're going to be have to adapt. So, and that's where, I think we're going to have to rely on consultants, specialists like you, who specialize in new technology, so that we can learn from people like you and other, you know, specialists in technology, because I think that's right now there's so much going on to learn about. It's somewhat overwhelming, I think.
I agree. It can be overwhelming. Thank you for the plug.
Yeah.
Listening. That's right. I didn't pay Jane for the plug.
you owe me.
That's right. What do you see, or what's the reaction of your firm's partners and managers with all the e-communication and social media? What are their thoughts about that?
I think they love it. The challenge is our firm, we have to schedule out our e-communication because we don't want our clients and prospects overloaded. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting. Sometimes we have to schedule out a month in advance, which, you know, e-communication is supposed to be, you know, quick. But, you know, we have to do that because we just don't want them overwhelmed with all our information that we're providing.
Right.
So, and partners don't really seem to understand that. Of course, you have to explain to them, you know, if they want to do e-communication right away, you have to tell them, you know, okay, we're scheduling these out to keep them overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I'm sure when hot things come up and also those get out more quickly.
Oh, definitely, definitely,
yeah,
yes.
That's the beauty of the whole, of being able to send communication quick.
Right, yeah, we can do that. It's just the everyday email that we do have to schedule out.
Right. Yeah, because wouldn't that be similar then to, you know, getting lots of junk mail? You know, you don't want to be sending a lot of emails that your clients are going to ignore.
Right, definitely.
What factors do you think enable accounting marketers to be successful?
I think we need to be a good listeners and communicators, and we have to find out what our partners want, you know, through listening, evaluate what they want or need, and then give them recommendations as to what will work the best. And all of those steps are important, and because we don't want to provide recommendations. They won't buy the recommendations that we provide if that's not what they ask for. So,
right, that they need to feel a need or
right.
an urgency, if you will.
Right.
Okay, so perhaps marketers could be communicating that urgency of why a specific campaign or initiative should be implemented.
Exactly.
Which of your personal skills has contributed most to your success?
That's a very good question. It takes many personal skills. And I think patience, persistence have helped me. And actually, I remember one partner who the first call I had with him, you know, he complained about the billing system. He didn't like, you know, you name it, he didn't like it. And it all didn't want to do anything marketing. And now, he was evolved to regular marketing campaigns, wanting mailings, advertising, webinars, and it's been really rewarding to see the change that, you know, he sees value in what I do and what marketing does. So that's been fun to see. And also, I think another personal skill that is the appearance of being, or I started to say of being positive, but maybe it's the appearance of being positive. I do try to be positive about everything. And so I think that helps, because I think people want, you know, because you're a positive person, people want somebody positive to be around. And so I try and do my best to all my conversations, especially most of my work is done over the phone. So you have to show the positiveness in your voice. So I think that has helped.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think, too, is my background as an auditor, CPA's helped, because I understand what most of the, especially the auditors and the tax people, what they're going through, what they've done, and I also keep up my CPA license, so I understand somewhat the language.
And I'm sure that being a CPA is bringing the credibility along with that, of having that designation that you truly understand the business.
It really does. You know, in the first meeting, I try and share that I am a CPA, so I think that it does help.
Well, because I've talked to, you know, many people about the need for marketers to truly understand how their firm works and the services the firm provides, not just in a bulleted list, but what all those services actually are and how their firm makes money, you know, kind of like an accounting 101 for their own firm.
Right. I think it does help. I do. I have had a little bit of a challenge because I do work with some services that aren't the ordinary CPA firm. And that has, you know, I don't feel as comfortable because I don't quite understand those services like I would audit or tax. So, but still, I think it is important to learn about the accounting firm business, and especially for a new accounting marketers, is to find out, okay, what are those deadlines so that we're not, you know, requesting, okay, I need some thought leadership on April 10th. And expect somebody to respond, you know, that's a good way to end a career early in accounting
right.
marketing.
Exactly. You don't want to be asking them much, you know, in
right.
April. Now, you mentioned earlier about a partner that transformed, if you will, from
right.
someone not interested in marketing to really being highly involved in that. How did that happen?
I think it just persistence, just working.
Did you wear him down?
I think I did, or maybe we both wore each other down. I think just showing, you know, how I could help him, you know, bring in the business, get his name out. And I think mainly was just showing, okay, we send out these mailers. It shows awareness of him and his business. And just be there. And talk and, you know, find out the needs and find out, okay, what are your issues? And just, I think it just takes patience and communication and listening, too.
Right, right. And a desire to help them be successful.
Right. Right. Yeah, you know, the partners, they need help. And, you know, with marketing, some of them think that they understand it. Or they do understand the business. They understand the client. So it's just sharing our expertise. You know, theirs with ours.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what would be your best piece of advice for accounting marketers?
I think, like you mentioned, is to learn the accounting firm business and find out deadlines, and if the firm has any internal continuing professional education courses, you know, I think that would be great to attend if you can, and, you know, learn the buzzwords, learn what the professionals are doing. And it also, you know, attending those events is a good time to learn the hot topics, and also learning to network, networking with them during the continuing education. Mm-hmm. And also, I cannot neglect for accounting marketers to get involved with AIM. Mm-hmm. And when I first converted from a senior auditor to marketing, that was 18 years ago, I think I had taken one marketing course when I was getting my master's in tax, and which is kind of odd. So first thing I did was join AIM and started, you know, attending the conferences. And I remember, I'll never forget all the people I met at the first conference. You know, I collected names, business cards, and over the years have received all kind of advice, you know, advertising, email newsletters, presentations. You know, everybody is so willing to share information, and it's been such a great organization. So I feel like I have friends all over the country, and even in friends in Canada. And you know, it's just been great to if I have a question about a vendor, you know, because we get email, you know, selling different kind of services, and if we don't know about this organization, I can reach out to someone at AIM and find out if somebody else has heard of them. So AIM's a great organization.
Well, I agree with everything you said about AIM, because, you know, not every organization has members that really are willing to share their thoughts or information, and AIM members absolutely are willing to do that. Jane, what would be your best piece of advice for managing partners?
That is, I think that the managing partner, along with their leadership team, share the goals for the future, and then provide support for either the strong marketer or marketing team to help the firm get there. Just offer the support to marketing and let us help the firm get to where they want to go. So. Mm-hmm. I think, well, you know, we just need direction, and fortunately, some managing partners have marketing people in their leadership team, so I think that really helps for additional support.
Yeah, I mean, our profession has evolved, you know, over these decades.
Right.
Since VP firms have been allowed to market and promote themselves, and it's wonderful to see that it has progressed in that way.
Right.
Well, we've been talking today with Jane Bates, CPA, who was inducted into the Association for Accounting Marketing Hall of Fame. Jane, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Jane. It was a true honor to be interviewed by you. Thank you, Jane.
You're welcome.